入篇《中国的统一战线》第一部分，在 YouTube 上已获得超过280万次观看，并引发了人们对中共腐败和宣传的深刻反思。
The United Front refers to the CCP's efforts to co-opt elites and sway public opinion. United Front tactics were instrumental for the communist forces to secure their 1949 victory in the Chinese Civil War and have continued to be deployed abroad as Beijing hopes to advance its interests globally.
统一战线指的是中共通过联合精英和影响舆论来实现其目标的努力，统战伎俩为中共赢得1949年内战胜利起到了关键作用。后来，中共继续在国外搞统战，他希望在全球推进其利益。
In an exclusive interview with Vision Times, Ba Zhong delves into his motivations for creating the documentary, the danger-laden process of the work, and explosive revelations he has planned for the sequel.
在接受看中国独家采访时，巴炯深入探讨了制作这部纪录片的动机、充满危险的制作过程，并披露了续集中的爆炸性内容。
When the CCP defeated the National Chinese government on mainland China, the latter fled to the island of Taiwan and eventually transitioned to a democratic system. Communist China, which views Taiwan as a rightful part of its own territory, not only carries out frequent military drills to harass the island and its over 20 million residents, but also directs significant resources to United Front operations intended to draw Taiwan closer to Beijing.
当中共击败国民政府并接管中国大陆时，国民政府撤退到台湾岛，并最终转型为民主制度。中共视台湾为其管辖的一部分，不仅通过频繁的军事演习骚扰台湾及其2000多万居民，还投入大量资源进行统战操作，试图笼络台湾人。
Ba Zhong's investigation not only offers recent insights on how CCP United Front work targets social media influencers in Taiwan, but also uncovered blatant embezzlement of United Front funds in Fujian province, implicating high-ranking officials, bank executives, and representatives of the United Front.
巴炯的调查不仅提供了关于中共统战如何针对台湾网红的最新内幕，还揭露了福建省统战资金的明显贪污案件，涉及到中共高官、银行高层和统战代表。
Ba Zhong, who has over 1 million subscribers on his YouTube channel, Fun TV, said that frustration with denials of Beijing's United Front work in Taiwan served as part of his motivation for producing the documentary. Determined to produce irrefutable evidence, he and his team embarked on undercover investigations across Taiwan and mainland China.
巴炯在他的 YouTube 频道 Fan TV 上拥有100多万订阅者，他表示台湾民众否认中共的统战影响令他感到沮丧，这成为他制作这部纪录片的动力之一。为了提供不可辩驳的证据，他和他的团队展开了对台湾和中国大陆的卧底调查。
Everyone studying the CCP knows the United Front has operated for decades, targeting not only Taiwan but Western countries. Yet no one dared expose it with solid evidence. Why hasn't anyone from Taiwan's arts, entertainment, or sports industries come forward to reveal these offers and bribes? He questions.
巴炯说，每个研究中国共产党的人都知道，其统战已经运作了几十年，目标不仅是台湾，还有西方国家。然而，没有人敢拿出确凿的证据来揭露它。为什么台湾的艺术、娱乐或体育行业没有人站出来揭露中共提供的待遇和贿赂？
Central to the film is Chen Bouyuan, a former pro-CCP activist turned whistleblower. Once a fervent pro-CCP nationalist, Chen's perspective shifted after he himself became a victim of the mainland Chinese judicial system.
纪录片的核心人物是陈百元，从一位曾经亲共的台湾饶舌歌手转变成了举报人。陈百元曾是一个支持中共的小粉红，但在他自己成为中共司法系统的受害者后，他的观点发生了转变。
I was furious when Chen released the Fujian ship using China's aircraft carrier to intimidate Taiwan. I attacked him online without hesitation, Ba Zhong recalled.
巴炯回忆说，当陈本元发布福建舰视频，利用中共国的航母威胁台湾时，我非常愤怒，我毫不犹豫地在网上攻击他。
However, after being framed by the son of a senior party official, Chen was branded a supporter of Taiwan independence and subjected to relentless judicial harassment. Stripped of his status and dignity, Chen began to see through the CCP's authoritarian facade.
不过，在遭到一位中共高级官员的儿子陷害后，陈百元被贴上了支持台湾独立的标签，并遭受了无休止的司法迫害。被剥夺了地位和尊严的陈百元，从此看清了伪装下的中共专制。
He lost a legal case simply because the official's son was involved. That's the reality of CCP corruption, Ba Zhong explained. Their shared disillusionment with the CCP led to their collaboration on the groundbreaking documentary.
巴炯解释说，陈百元仅仅因为那个官员的儿子牵涉其中，就输了官司，这就是中国共产党腐败的现实。二人对中共的幻灭促使他们合作，制作了这部开创性的纪录片。
In the documentary, Ba Zhong introduced and discussed the CCP's so-called raise, trap, kill strategy.Through this tactic, Taiwanese social media influencers are cultivated with lucrative sponsorships and perks, only to be coerced later into promoting pro-Beijing narratives.
在纪录片中，巴炯介绍并讨论了中国共产党所谓的“养套杀”战略。通过这一策略，台湾的网红首先被丰厚的赞助和福利所培养，随后却被迫传播亲共的言论。
Ba Zhong said that the sequel of the documentary will be released at the end of December 2024. He hinted that it would delve even deeper into CCP corruption, with a focus on how China's banking system facilitates financial crimes under the guiseOf United Front Operations.
巴炯表示，纪录片的续集将在2024年12月底发布。他暗示，续集将更深入地揭露中国共产党的腐败，重点探讨中国的银行系统如何在统战运作的幌子下促进金融犯罪。
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burlaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums released recently by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Dana Manning. And the song is called Oslo, which is from the album titled Morning Night, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit www.danamanning.com. 听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1FM 电台的 That Change Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人的作品时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Dana Manning 演唱的歌曲 Oslo。
Send it on down, blow it all around, cover my porch and my
is sung by Song Liang Johnson, and it's called We Need to Know, which is from the album titled Chrysalis, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit SongliangJohnson.com。下面要推荐给大家的是来自 SongliangJohnson 演唱的歌曲《We Need to Know》。
Dobbiamo sapere.
Queremos saber.
Si lo hicieron gare.
Sevamo stati.
We need to know.
We need to know.
It's falling apart.
We need to know.
It's falling apart.
We need to know.
That song is called 阳光和小雨 which means Sunlight with Light Rain, vocal by Pan Anbang. Uplex is a song called 我愿 which means I wish, vocal by 苏文良。听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由潘安邦演唱的《阳光和小雨》。接下来要推荐给大家的是来自苏文良演唱的《我愿》。Listening to our show, and Hershey wish everyone happy holidays and happy new year to you all, and see you in the new year. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 亲爱的朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自邓丽君演唱的甜蜜蜜。在这里呢，何西代表我们节目组特别感谢您收听我们的节目，衷心祝福大家节日快乐，新年快乐，我们下周再在空中相会。 国